page 40. Speaking. Talking with friends. Listen. 1. Look at the torch Dan is wearing. Is this a useful gadget? 2. Listen to the first part of Dan, Rita and Megan's conversation and answer the questions. 1. Why does Dan think the torch is useful? 2. What do the girls think of the torch? 3. Listen to Dan's anecdote. Why was his head torch useful on the camping trip? 4. Read and listen again. Check your answers. For one thing, I don't like running or cycling in the dark. With a head torch, you feel safe because drivers can see you. And it's also great for camping, as I discovered last year on a school camping trip. It was dark and windy when we arrived at the campsite. Jamie and I had head torches and we put our tent up in exactly 5 minutes. 15 minutes later, even the teachers were having problems with theirs. As you can imagine, it's difficult to put a tent up in the dark when you're holding a torch in one hand. In fact, 2 kids were holding their torches in their mouths while they were trying to put their tents up. My head torch was also really useful for cooking in the evenings on that camping trip. And it was even more useful for eating in the dark, like the night 2 huge spiders dropped into my spaghetti. Thanks to my head torch, I saw them in time. I'm a vegetarian. I can't eat spiders, can I? Practice. 5. Listen and repeat the phrases in the functional language box. 6. Complete the sentences with the words in the box. As. Fact. Imagine. Like. Thanks. Thing. 1. In. Most people wear fluorescent cycling clothes. 2. As you can, running in the dark can be dangerous. 3. For 1. It's brilliant for camping. 4. But I stayed warm. To my new sleeping bag. 5. And it's great for cycling in the dark, I discovered last month. 6. We were sometimes scared, the time the bull attacked us. Functional language. Telling anecdotes. For one thing. As I discovered last year. As you can imagine. In fact, like the time. Thanks to